Get road trip ready this holiday season with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials and enjoy the ride.
It's time for On the Rise with Calamos Investments. Here with us, John Calamos himself, the founder of Calamos Investments. Welcome, John. Thank you for being here on WGN.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
John, it's interesting because you're someone who gives back in a big way in this community. You've achieved phenomenal success. I don't know that everyone's familiar with your story. And if I may here, I'll just say that, you grew up on the west side of Chicago, the son of Greek immigrants. You lived above the grocery store, and that was a big part of your early experience. And then you rose to the top of the financial world in an incredible way. Is it true that your parents said that they would have been Dominic's if you had stayed in the grocery store? Store world.
That was my father. He had no idea what I was doing, and he when I became a bit of a success, he said, "Boy, if you stayed in the grocery business, we'd be bigger than Dominic's today."
But you did okay, and I think that they did. Did they get out of the grocery store business eventually?
Eventually they left. But what I learned from them really was all the hard work. Yeah. They worked 7 days a week. Neither of them finished high school, so they didn't have an education. So one of the really things that's really important to me is I was the first in my family to go to college, and they really taught me how to work hard and in mm-hmm. that. So that was really important to my success.
That's a big part. There's another part I want to get to. You're also a veteran, a decorated Air Force vet, served in combat in Vietnam. And I know that was a big part, a defining experience for you as well. You speak about that a lot. Talk about how that impacted you and how that contributed to your success.
Yeah, I think when I was in college, I joined the ROTC, I kind of looked at flying. I had never actually been flying airplanes, so that was what motivated me. And really learning how to fly airplanes and do that was such an experience for me. When you have a kid from the west side of Chicago just finishing college and going to flight training and hardly been, I think I was in one commercial airplane at that time, and then 1 year later I'm flying, I got my wings, and I'm flying supersonic jets in formation. So it was, talk about have to be focused. You really have to be focused on that. So that was a great experience for me.
And then you also talk about how it prepared you for life beyond, but also in the financial world. When the red light goes on and you're in a plane, it's not time to develop a plan. You develop a plan in advance. And there are so many lessons learned from that experience. Can you address some of them?
And, just growing up on the west side of Chicago, I went to Austin High School and with my parents working so hard and really encouraging me, how do I live the American dream? That's really been really impactful for my success. And really what I learned from the military is the camaraderie that you have to have, the team building, how to watch each other's backs and that type of thing. And, I served on active duty for 5 years and did a tour in Vietnam. So, that experience was really helpful to any success I had in the business world.
Mm-hmm. My dad was in the Army, and I always was just marveled at the fact that he was so calm. When the crisis came, he was more calm than ever.
Yeah.
And that's one of the lessons you learned. I think that's probably something that it could impact you in the financial world, too, because there are some rocky times. It's never a straight line.
That's right.
And you've seen it all in your, four decades in the business?
Yeah, I started actually in the business in 1970. Started the company in 1977. So I've seen many different market environments over that period of time.
Chicago Magazine called you the billionaire next door because you're very understated, and you're not that guy in the room who has to be like, me, look at me, talk to me, and you're not tweeting like Elon Musk to say, here's what you need to invest in, or drop cryptocurrency. That's not you. That's never been you.
Yeah.
And that's also, I think, part of what makes you unique in this success story.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's really just about working hard and having the people around you, and Chicago has really been important to me. I went to IIT, Illinois Tech,
yeah,
and I learned a lot there through not only the ROTC program, but I ended up taking courses in philosophy, and that was really even my Greek heritage and learning Greek philosophy and all that was very, very motivating to me to look forward. And what I tell the kids today, you go to school not to learn what to think, you go to school to learn how to think. And that's what it taught me there. And IIT was a tremendous, motivator for me and educated me very well.
You know, it's interesting you say that because so many, I think parents, and I'm a parent too, you think, well, we'll study finance and you'll get a great job. But you're pointing out something pretty special there. You're saying psychology, philosophy, these are things that are skills that can lead to other things in life.
Yes. You know, I went to school. I ended up switching my majors a few times. But the philosophy and the history, and then going into finance, that really was a good parallel because I learned about the history of finance. What's happening here? What's happening there? You know, I remember reading the book from Milton Friedman, free to choose. Freedom to choose. That's what it's all about. And so those were all very, very exciting things to me to learn about the business world.
Let's pause for a second. I want to get your story because it's always interesting to hear the humble beginnings and how it started for you, your curiosity in finance, even though your parents were working in the grocery business. I think a lot of parents would draw from that some lessons to learn. It's an awesome story. More with John Kalamos, On the Rise with John Kalamos, Kalamos Investments. In a moment, we mentioned a little of your backstory growing up on the West Side above your parents' grocery store and the humble beginnings. We also mentioned your military service, and this is a week where we honor our veterans for their service. More on that in a second. But I always think it's helpful as parents, when someone reaches success as you do, just to go back and trace it back to those curiosities as a kid, those moments that parents should pay attention to. And the story goes, correct me if I'm wrong, that you started to get it, you had a curiosity about stocks. At some point very early on.
Yes, actually, as a teenager, I used to go down and have my little place down in the basement, and I found a box with some old stock certificates that were from the Depression, the 1930s, and I thought I had found a lot of money, so I researched each one of them. They've all gone bankrupt.
Oh.
Pierce Arrow Motor Company, that, and it got me into the curiosity about the market, so I went and investigated that, and I picked out I think about five or six stocks at the time, and I talked to my mother, and she had a little savings, and she gave it to me to invest, and that started me in the business.
How about that? Yeah. So how did your initial investments do?
They did well, actually. Yeah. They did well, and it just kind of motivated me. You know, I kept them, and then when I was in the military, my last station was in Minot, North Dakota. I was on airborne alert flying B-52s.
Wow.
And so we'd be sitting in the sort of in this place waiting for it to be called, but we'd just be sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would be watching TV. I'd be studying the markets.
You yeah. used your downtime.
And that got me interested in convertibles,
right.
how to manage risk and that, and that was really motivating for me.
Uh-huh. So you just found books, you found ways to study finance?
Yeah, I studied
even
ways
in Vietnam?
To study finance, and then, that kind of, when I got out, that's what I started to do.
How about that?
Yeah.
And the rest is history, as they might say. You mentioned your time in the service and the lessons drawn from that time in the service, how you apply them to business. You said leadership, of course, there's delegations of duties, calm under pressure. There's also this team, and yeah. You've built a team at Kalamos. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, we have a multi-team approach, and of course, one of the really key factors is really getting the right people in the right place. I feel very good about having John Kadunas come aboard.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, he's been a great help in expanding the business and expanding the teams. It has really allowed me to focus more solely as chief investment officer on the investment side. So that's a good example of making sure you have the right people in the right place to do that.
And he was a rock star on Wall Street. We all know that.
Yes.
We've spoken with John Kadunas. He was, he's made his name pretty quickly also for being very, very good at what he does. He's a Chicago guy, too. You are. I know you're building out a new place in the Fulton Market. A lot of you're still very vested in this city, and you want to be for some time to come. Am I right about
sure.
that?
Yes. Yeah, we've done, we're much invested in the city. We do internships with the universities here. A lot of our staff right now have come through that program. So we're very much involved in the city and want to help the city as much as we can. And using the interns from the universities here have been very successful for us over the years. So we continue to do that.
That's good. It's great to hear people in the business community who are just giving back and helping support our city. I love it. IIT was where you got your start. You mentioned that's very important to you. You had a great foundation you set for yourself there. You endowed a philosophy chair. They're not a financial or economic thing, a philosophy chair.
Yeah, well, they wanted me to endow a chair in finance, which I did, but I said also, hey, you have to endow a chair in philosophy. That was really important to me, learning, and I think it's really important today. You know, having that perspective of history and all that, I think is very important to our generation coming up.
I'm listening to that as a parent. I really am. And I love that advice. I want to, speaking of what's important today, the inflation news, I think it seems pretty big to me. I want to get your take. You've lived through all kinds of storms, all kinds of markets in your many decades in the business and achieved success throughout all of them. Inflation soaring 6.2%, the highest in 30 years. What should we know about this? You awfully concerned? What do you think, John?
Yeah, well, I think inflation is a concern, but we should remember, if you look at the past, usually when we've had inflation, equity markets have done well in most of those periods. So, you know, that's and the inflation today, obviously, this is a very different environment. And one thing about the markets reflect what's going on in the world all over. And what we see going on here is we're coming out of the pandemic, and we have all the supply and demand issues, whether it's groceries or whatever, you know, gas prices and everything. So all that is being reflected, you know, in the market and inflation. Inflation is all about supply and demand. How much demand do I have? How much supply do I have? So from an investment point of view, I would tell investors not to panic by, just one number coming out. Obviously, I'm a bit more optimistic on the equity markets going forward, probably more of a sideways market in here. But inflation is an issue. And what's going to happen is I think the yield curve here is going to flatten out a bit in here. But remember, we're in the lowest interest rate environments. So, you know, one of the things we've done at Calamos Investment is we have products that will have people that are searching for income be able to get higher income. So that's what we focus on.
One of the things we're searching, John Kadunas mentioned it, your CEO last time he was here, is closed-end funds. I didn't know much about that at all, and I know people who are on fixed incomes, you can look into that as a product. Is that who you'd recommend it to generate?
Yeah, that's one of the areas that we have a good specialized. I set the first closed-end fund up back 20 years ago, 2002. And, you know, it's been providing a good income for our shareholders over that period of time. So, again, it's this search for income that's out there. And so what we've always done at Calamos is really look for areas that are solutions to the environment we find ourselves in. When I started in 1970, we had inflation, and people went to the bond market. Then interest rates doubled. They lost half their money.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went into convertible bonds and managed risk. So convertible bonds were all about how to manage risk. And that worked out very, very well. And that set up the philosophy and the foundation of the company I started in 1977.
I'm not sure I understand what convertible bonds are, but that's why we have people like you, and you do what you do, and you do it well. You do it for individuals, families, corporations, pension funds, endowments, all kinds of things at Calamos Investments.
Well, that's why I wrote two books on it, so people understand.
I was going to say, I got some reading to do, John. I want to thank you for coming by the studio today, and thank you for your commitment to us and to our city, too, and everything you're doing. It's good to see you.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.